Welcome back to the Lab Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, and I'm here with Quite.
Heyo.
And I'm also here with Diesel. And today we have a lot to talk about, very interesting murder baby stuff. But first we're going to talk about the anniversary of the podcast, because it's been a year. Which is fucking crazy that this thing's been going on for a year. Why aren't we at 100 episodes yet?
Because we stopped doing twice a week for the sake of our health.
Don't say it. Everyone's going to be like, what? They did twice a week at one point?
What? No, we didn't. What's twice a week? Never heard of it. What's two episodes a week for a podcast? What's a podcast?
Only one on YouTube, so I wouldn't.
But yeah, it's been a year. Thanks to everybody who supported us over the year. We're almost at 100K, just less than half of the way to go. It's been fun.
Dude, I'm surprised we're not dead yet.
I know.
Same.
Physically. Just, no, not even figuratively, physically.
Yeah, I've been impaled several times, like, and I survived all of them. It shouldn't have happened.
Dude, I live in America. I'm surprised I just, you know, haven't been shot yet. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, at least you're out of school, so there's no risk, but you're not.
Very stupidly, I once told a guy to fuck off in the middle of London, and I was surprised I didn't get stabbed.
He needs a license for that.
You can't kill people, that's illegal.
He walks around with fucking acid in a water bottle and a butter knife. And
apparently a bunch of people around there like carry knives.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, yeah, no shit. You try to ban something, of course people are going to be like, well, fuck you.
Knives are legal there, I think.
Knives are legal, but they're legal for, like, use in a kitchen, right? I don't know. I'm not from
something
London.
Like that.
No, they have like, I don't know all the laws, but I just know there's a bunch of fucking memes about how people are getting tackled for having butter knives. So, you know, like...
I saw it was like a store, and you could buy like knives there, and they had like the knives in like clamshell cases, and you needed to get like an attendant from
the store
to like unlock it from the when you go to a store and it's like locked on a thing and you need someone to take it off.
Yeah, I mean that's funny, because I remember last VidCon Hoover needed a prop and we just went to Walmart and it's just this hatchet hanging.
Yeah, you could just buy a hatchet.
Just bought a hatchet. You have to be 18, but I just bought a hatchet.
Didn't y'all fucking like forget that in the B&B?
No, Hyojin lost it.
Oh, wait, no, I remember. Like,
I thought you guys threw the hatchet out.
Nah,
somebody lost it.
She left it on, like, the fucking, like, sink counter, like, in her bedroom. And, like, that, like, she...
What?
Like, I think Niall said he saw it, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, I thought somebody else was gonna get it, and nobody ever got it, so it just stayed there.
They walk into the bathroom, why is there a hatchet in here? I mean, it was dull as shit. It was like $8.
late term circumcision.
It was. Oh my god! No.
Jesus,
that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for that.
I don't think any of us did.
None of us did, but it's the most common thing in America to do it. So,
semi-related and former guest Justin Wang put out a video about like the Silent Hill forums, and it was this dude who kept editing all the articles to, like, meet his agenda, saying how, like, circumcision is, like, bad, and it's, like, it's mutilating babies, and, like, he would just go on these rants about America, and it was the funniest shit.
I mean, like, like, realistically, right, I'd prefer for it not to happen, but, like, you know, me fucking ranting about it isn't gonna change it. Like, you know,
yeah,
like, it's
like
gone.
like your foreskin ain't gonna come back. Like, there's like a regrowing thing I've heard about. I don't know.
You can regrow.
Oh,
you
there's
can,
hope.
Like, go regrow your foreskin.
I don't know.
They probably have to cut your dick and then drop stem cells in it. Like,
it's like, Jesus. I don't know. Unsurprisingly, I haven't looked into it. I saw it on a passing Reddit post.
I'm gonna be 25. They'd be like, you can regrow your foreskin.
They're like, what? My earthbending?
Who's gonna be like? There's gonna be like a home kit. Just regrow your foreskin in.
I don't even know, like, why people get circumcised anymore.
I think people don't choose to. Their fucking parents do it for them when they're kids, because, like, religious reasons.
I was 0 years old, and I'm like, can you please circumcise me, please? Thank you.
No, I know that. I just, like, well, like, why did people do it? And I know, so the guy was, like, a moderator on the Silent Hill forums. So he would edit all the articles to fit that, but, like, even after he, like, laid out his argument, of which I think I'm convinced now, you shouldn't, like, be circumcising people against their will.
I mean, yeah, like, no shit. I mean, like, literally, it is like baby mutilation. Like, there's no opting into it. Like, as a baby, you're not like, oh, I'm opting into this. There's no valid health concerns to get rid of it.
Not in, like, the fucking modern society, at least. Like,
no,
fucking, like,
just clean your
like,
dick.
They're like, you can get infections on your foreskin, then fucking wash your penis! This is something you should be doing anyways!
Just wash your
ass. Wash your ass! Wash
hard.
Your ass!
I mean, like, I think it's something like 50% of Americans are circumcised or some crazy shit.
No, it's something like 96% I've heard.
It's not, what?!
That fucking, that percentage is going, like, down because of, like, new generations aren't doing it. And also, like, in Europe, like, the percentage is way fucking lower because they're not, like, so Judeo-Christian centric.
No, like, no, in Europe it's uncommon for you to be circumcised. So... yeah, I guess we just got cucked.
we got cut, not cucked. Big difference.
Whatever. We just got fucked over, you know, because we're American.
We got cut over.
Stop.
Cut open.
I mean, I'm sure majority of people listening, like, yes, we did.
We're all in this together, brothers. We all want the force.
Yeah, we're.
I'm telling you,
apparently it's also the best part of your dick too. So
yeah, no, it's the most sensitive part. It has the most nerve endings, apparently.
Yeah, so
but,
apparently it's
sucks
literally
to
the
suck,
best part.
I don't have a
and
penis.
They cut it off.
Sucks to suck. I don't have a penis. So what you gonna do now, bitch?
Okay, like, but the, like, not to like, but like,
what?
Wouldn't your dick like a dick with foreskin, right? That looks.
Are you one
really
of those people
weird.
That think it looks weird?
I don't, it just looks like a,
dude,
like a hot
dicks
dog
look
like
weird.
A,
dicks look like fucking like
no.
earthworms. Like there's no getting around it.
Dicks
look
like
awful.
Fucking sticks
dicks.
That have mushrooms, dude.
Like I don't know. Like the reason we think they look weird is because we're as American societies, we're used to seeing the circumcised ones because everybody's circumcised. The
dicks
that's,
look
like that's
an
like,
STD.
That's a predisposition. That's not like something like common.
I guess yeah. so.
The natural state of the penis is foreskin first.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Like you said, Brandon, in the group chat, we ended up, we looped right back around to the first anniversary by talking about dicks on the episode.
Oh, yeah. I said that was a joke.
Is that
though.
What we wasn't talked about on the first episode?
That's one
probably,
of the first things we
probably.
Talked about. Because I remember we were like, what do we talk about? And I'm like, we'll just talk about dicks. That goes on forever. We did. So, we're already 7 minutes in and we're still talking about fucking foreskin. So, I guess it's working.
Oh my god. But speaking of circumcision, do you think Sonic circumcised the new movie?
I think Sonic killed a bunch of babies. That's what I think happened.
Objective fact. It probably happened.
All right, let me read the... Wait, where's the post? Oh, did I fucking back out of it?
It's in at BluesDanks like tweets if you want to try and find it.
I had the coffee pasta open. Hold up.
Yeah,
Sonic
I
baby
I saw it
murder
Reddit.
Reddit. Let's see what comes up. Here we go. Coffee pasta. Okay. Sonic let off an EMP powerful enough to knock out electronics... on the entire Pacific Northwest. According to Go Northwest, the area has a population of 15 million. Bump Reveal estimates that 4 million babies are born every year in the U.S. Using statistics from Bliss, it is an estimate that 1 in 7 babies in the U.K. require a
neonatal unit upon their birth. Neonatal unit upon their birth. Assuming this statistic translates to the United States, this would mean that 568,365 need this treatment yearly in the U.S. The United States has approximately 327.2 million people living there, meaning that the Pacific Northwest holds approximately 4.5% of the U.S. population, translating to 25,576 babies needing neonatal treatment in the area yearly. Using Bliss's statistics, it can be seen that the average stay in the neonatal clinic for a baby is 1 week. Considering there are 52 weeks in a year, this means that 1/52nd of this figure are in the clinics at any one time. This translates to 491 babies in the area where Sonic the Hedgehog immediately cuts complete power and life support to. Sonic is literally a mass baby murderer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sonic's killed a bunch of babies. Also, when I tried to read that word like after it, all I could think was like little D from SpongeBob.
Yeah, no, I was like I tripped over it the second time and I was like, yeah, no, that's a fucking hard ass word.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister. It's fucking
neonatal.
Weird. Anyways, so yeah, the new Sonic movie. So off the bat in the trailers, Sonic came in with a bang, killing 491 babies right off the bat. So we're off to a good start of him being the protagonist in the film. But what else with it? I mean, so we all watched the trailer, correct?
Yeah.
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 I did. I did, sadly.
So, like, okay, first of all, his speed is way faster than he actually fucking is in the games. 110%.
Doesn't he only go to the speed of sound? Like, come on.
Okay, so there's
He can go faster than that. It's just like, as far as game mechanics are concerned, they make you go slower.
Yeah,
because asset burn is a problem, because like a problem they're having with games nowadays is that the assets, they have to make so many of them, and then they just go by really fast in levels, so they're wasting all these time all of these textures they had to spend time making.
Yeah, but there was like one scene in the trailer where he just freezes like basically a bunch of rockets because he's supposedly moving so fast, but it's like that's not the speed
like
of sound.
That scene in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure where Dio throws all the knives at Jotaro.
Yeah, but that's anime. Anime has the wackiest fucking powers ever. Like, I've been watching Hunter x Hunter. These fucking 12-year-old kids can just like do the most weird shit. Like
the best comparison I can think of is like Quicksilver in the X-Men films.
Yeah, I was gonna say Quicksilver in the X-Men is a good comparison.
And also in Age of Ultron, if you haven't seen those X-Men films, like when he like fucking just punches Cap in the face when everything slowed down.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it looks bad, and the character design's awful.
You're skipping over a lot in the trailer.
You go for it. I'm not that invested. Like, I'm just like, this looks shit.
Like, obviously, I'm not gonna go see the. Well, okay, what am I saying? Of course, I'm gonna go see the movie because I'm a fucking sucker. But
I'm gonna see it too.
My consensus of the trailer is Sonic killed babies, and his avatar's bad.
But like one thing that really pissed me off is that like during the scene where he was getting shot at by the rockets, he looked down at his wrist and he's like, "Oh, look at that! I took 9 million steps today." Bitch wasn't even wearing a watch. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't even take the time to check.
Yeah, no, like, there is, like, in his little hideout thing, there is, like, a massive pile of shoes, which shows that he, like, really goes through them, and this fucker's useless without Tails, who can't make the fucking burning, flame-retardant fucking shoes. I'm very invested in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Maybe that guy who's, like, from the movie Hop will get turned into Tails, because why not?
Is the dude police officer the guy from Hop, too?
He is literally the guy from Hop. He also played a bachelor on The Bachelorette named Trevor. There you go. And yes, The Bachelorette is not a real show. Those are actors.
That was kind of painfully obvious.
There are a lot of people that watch it and don't know. I don't know how.
They get so invested in the characters too, and it's just like, they're all acting losers.
I guess it's just like suspension of disbelief. Like, it's like, why no? It's fun.
I've met real people who think like it's 100% real. I don't.
You know, I marry somebody after talking to them for 3 weeks.
Well, that's like the stakes of the show, I think, right?
No sex before marriage.
So let's get married really fast, please. I'm fucking begging. My dick hurts.
No, but like in the Sonic trailer, they play Gangsta's Paradise.
I know. That's why.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It was popular on TikTok. The kids like the song. Guys.
But like, it has something to do with Sonic. Animals.
It fucking like it works as a JoJo outro, but it doesn't work for this. Like, I don't understand. Like, what is the thought process for so much of the shit? Like,
there's so much good Sonic music, too, and they didn't use any of it.
So much of it could have hit on nostalgia. Ugly. Like, imagine if they played, like, City Escape as the fucking trailer music, dude.
That would be really good. Yeah, that was exactly the one I was thinking.
Yeah, no. Like, there's so much shit. Like, even Sonic 06 has a bomb-ass soundtrack, if nothing else.
And that game's a pile of steaming garbage.
It's fun, though. It's fun when you're fucking... just with some friends and feel like being paid.
Real talk, who the fuck approved this character model for Sonic? It's so awful. Like, I genuinely don't like looking at it. The more I look at it, the more I'm disgusted. It's like, really bad.
There's something uncanny about it.
It's like, so uncanny because they tried to make it too human.
Yeah, like, exactly. They tried to make a fucking cartoon human.
They didn't try to make a cartoon human. They tried to make a cartoon anthropomorphic hedgehog look realistically human. They like with shit like that, like you almost always need to lean into the stylization because like that's the only way you're gonna make your brain not hurt. Like I'm sure you guys have seen those fucking graphics reworks and stuff, right?
Yes.
They look a million times fucking better. I don't know who was sitting in the room just thinking like, you know what, Sonic would look really good if he looked like an unsettling horror film. You know, just saying. Yeah.
Like, this isn't perfect, but, like, this is miles better, and I would not have fucking freaked out if, like, this was the design.
Isn't that the same thing?
I sent the Carson picture. I sent the Carson to the portal picture. Okay, this one.
No, for real, that's so much fucking better.
But also, look, he doesn't have the watch on! These pieces of shit!
It's like... I don't know why they fucking made him a humanoid like that. It's just so unsettling. It's just not okay.
Yeah.
Like, it,
like a few complaints, like just with the general design I mentioned before, is like, one, his arms shouldn't be blue. That's not Sonic. Two, this motherfucker should be wearing gloves, white gloves, because Sonic has gloves. Three, he should have big fuck off shoes with buckles on them. Okay, this ain't none of that pussy shit. Sonic's got fucking kicks.
But they had to get the Nike. They had to get the Nike.
Yeah, they gotta need the Nike sponsor.
Those aren't even Nike. That's a knockoff brand. That's Nike.
That's Nike. That's Nick.
Wait,
that's
what happened Nike. What happened to the Nike brand deal? Did they pull out?
Was it a Nike? Was there a Nike brand?
I was almost certain they were like.
I am certain they're like the leaked models had him wearing Nike shoes. I'm certain.
I can't. I that would be better than what he has now, though. Like, they're literally unbranded.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I don't know. You know, fucking Nike makes Velcro shoes. Just get them wearing some Velcro shoes, brother. Like,
buckles,
some Skechers.
Buckles.
RGB Skechers.
I don't even think, like,
they let you breathe.
Forearms and, like, the lack of gloves are an issue for the design. I think a lot of where the design's issues are in his face.
Obviously, like, the arm shit, like, that's all nitpicking and that, but it's, like, I don't know, the eyes look weird. They're so small.
All they had to do was give, like, okay, so this is our game model, let's give it fur, and that's it. It would have been done. It would have looked fine.
They didn't even really have to give it fur. Like, they could have just done what they did with the Progressive commercial. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they just put Sonic in it.
Yeah, right, no, like, it worked.
Yeah, no, real talk, though, for a second. The Geico commercial is better CGI than the Sonic where Geico...
it's progressive, Geico's... but, you know...
No. I'm talking about the Geico commercial where the Gecko snaps his fingers with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Really? That? Yeah. You're telling me that looks better?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, not
man.
Not compared
I guess
to
that's why they can save
just,
you 15%
I'm just saying from the movie.
Insurance.
I'm just saying from the movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, all they had to do was just make it like the game model, but they didn't. They're just like, yeah, fuck this. We're gonna make it butt ugly. Who the fuck approved that?
You're so mad.
Because it's so stupid. It's like, it was such a simple thing and they fucked it up. Like, how?
I don't
like Sonic. But like,
This, on some level, like, this is more than just funny to me because, like, Sonic was, like, a genuine, like, big part of my childhood. Like, it does suck. But it's like, it just makes me more excited for Detective Pikachu.
What if like this and Detective Pikachu are like the start to a Smash Bros. Cinematic universe?
Where did I see that tweet?
I saw a tweet.
Dude,
yeah.
I would love to see ugly Sonic get his ass kicked by Pikachu. Just saying.
And hyper realistic Mario.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Would they just have a dude play Mario? Like, cause like
they get Ron Jeremy to play Mario.
Some short guy.
Get Steve Buscemi.
Some short guy just wearing like a fake mustache. It's
Steve Buscemi is Luigi and Peter Dinklage is fucking Mario.
Oh god.
No, I think it was God, who was it? It was a YouTuber that did like a live action Mario and he ends up looking like this, which is what I could see them doing if they did a Mario movie these days.
Aren't they?
He's like
looks-
If they're doing a, Nolan
they're,
did Mario.
They're doing a Mario animated movie, which makes more sense.
That looks a billion times better than that fucking Sonic.
But
I'd
I'm just
rather watch that.
Unrelated. I'm genuinely just so excited for Detective Pikachu. Like, fucking, I
no,
can't
it looks
stop.
Really good.
I can't stop watching what a Pikachu world. Like, it just puts just fills me with feels, dude.
Seriously, God. The new Sonic movie is like Dollar Tree Detective Pikachu. Like, they literally do everything
Hold
the
on.
Same.
Hold on, fucking the Sonic movie has Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik in it, guys. Come on.
Okay, do you want me to talk? Let's talk about his performance in the trailer.
Let's talk about
Sonic. Can I also just say that Jim Carrey was approached at the Grammys and he clearly stated that he was going to be in the Sonic movie. Like... I think he was in the movie actor section for the year, and then he got kicked out, and then Chris Pratt's like, you gotta go, and then he was like, I'll have you know I have a role in the upcoming Sonic movie.
They were gonna kick Jim Carrey out of the actors section.
Yeah, because they got assigned to TV shows, or something along those lines.
Okay.
So, something like that.
I thought it was like, Jim Carrey, you're not an actor anymore. When do you
No. They had like assigned seats for different things, but most of his friends were like movie actors or something, so he was in the wrong area.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, you can complain now.
Yeah, so Jim Carrey's performance, just from what I've seen from the trailer, haven't seen the full thing, obviously, is his performance so far seems to be boiling down to funny faces and big words.
Funny faces and big words.
That's like his performances in every movie.
Yeah, but it works for the Grinch. For Dr. Robotnik, I don't know, man. It's just like when he says, "Wrong! Not, nobody
he
can!"
He just looks like Ace Ventura with a mustache. Like, you don't need to do anything else beyond that, in my opinion.
I don't think, like, for the look, no. For the, I don't know. Like, it's just like, obviously there's not a whole lot to interpret for Robotnik's character, so I'm fine with them, like, taking some creative, like, leisures and whatnot. But it's like, going like, I don't know. Just doesn't really do it for me. It's clearly going to be a kid's movie and not much more. But, teeth.
Also the teeth. Yeah, the teeth on Sonic.
Teeth.
Are
Does he
really
have Tom
weird.
Cruise teeth?
I was.
It looks like Tom Cruise teeth. Yeah, he has like a.
He's got a center tooth. He's got.
Yeah, he's got. A
I love how
tooth.
The center tooth has just been nicknamed Tom Cruise teeth.
Like, Tom Cruise tooth.
Nobody notices his tooth until you get like a line go from his nose to the tooth, and you're like,
you
oh,
you don't
oh.
notice it until the first time, in which case afterwards you can never
then
un-notice
you
it.
Notice forever and forever. I mean, he deserves it. He's part of Scientology.
I thought he'd left that already.
Oh, did he? Did he get his millions
so.
And bailed?
I think he might have left because he realized how nut it was. I need to look it up, though.
Dude, if he joined expecting it to be real and, like, actually falling for that shit, and it's Tom fucking Cruise, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how the fuck you're just like, yeah, this is real. The flying spaghetti monster is my
Speaking
my
of,
God.
Sonic Boom's Eggman is a lot of fun. He's a great character
yes.
in that cartoon.
Yes. The cartoon for Sonic Boom is quite good, actually. Like, there's
Isn't
a lot of
the
clever
one
ones.
With the Knuckles clip?
Yeah. Where the Knuckles feminism clip?
Yeah.
There's parts where they make fun of, like, the fact that fan fictions are written about them, too. Like
they make fun of, like, all the stupid shit Sega's done over the year with Sonic. It's like, people, like, fucking studios should stop rehashing old IPs and put more faith into new stuff. Like,
oh, yeah, and then they just look at the screen.
That's fucking great.
It's like YouTubers, dude. Fuck.
There's a clip where Eggman goes to like a supermarket for evil geniuses, and he's like, "Hey, bud, you know you gotta have a PhD to be here." And he's like, "Oh, weren't you here last time? And I was able to sweet talk you." And he was like, "Yeah, but then my wife left me, and now I don't have anything to live for anymore." And I was like, "What the shit?"
There is some clever ass writing on that show. I gotta admit.
Okay, what is this on? Where can I watch this?
I think it's probably best you just look up compilations of the best clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you like those, then go into it.
Okay.
Because it's not all gold, but there is some gold.
It's good background noise.
It's good background noise. Anything's better than the current Sonic that we fucking got thrown at us.
I feel like when it was initially announced, I was one of the only people who liked the Sonic Boom design. I never got the game, but I liked the design. Because it, like, I don't know, it just really spoke to the edgy 12-year-old who liked making Sonic fan characters with scars and shit.
See, I didn't even mind a new look.
Wait, what? Are all game movies bad? Like, has there been a good one?
Supposedly Detective Pikachu has broken the curse, but other than that, no.
I mean, that's not out yet.
I can't even think of,
but,
like,
well, it's out in, like, there have been some first screenings in Japan and, like, the social media reactions after the embargo was lifted.
When the fuck does it come out?
May 10th.
Oh shit!
So, like, next podcast, if we watch it on time, which would actually—I
mean,
I don't
know if I will. We'll see.
Not next podcast, but podcast after. If you guys have watched it, we might be able to.
I mean, I'm not like hyped as shit to see Detective Pikachu like I was for Endgame.
I'm hyped as shit. I'm not hyped as shit like the same way I was for Endgame because like it's a fucking series that I've been waiting 10 years for. It's one that I'm just excited to see what they do in this new medium.
Man, that series.
The Mortal Kombat movie is a lot of fun. The first one, like, it's like
yeah.
faithful, and it's a good like kung fu.
It's just like a fun romp, right?
Isn't there like a fucking Doom TV show or something?
There's a Doom movie.
There's like a Doom straight to disc movie with no Doom guy, and it's just and apparently it's shite.
Oh no, it's really bad because the Doom Twitter, like the guys who made the game, were just like, we have no association with this movie at all.
Oh yeah, I saw that, like the trailer for that. That looked fucking awful.
It looked like a short film.
It didn't even look like that.
It looked like a student
budgets.
Film.
No, that's true. No. It looked like a middle schooler short film, but they had a high budget.
I wouldn't say middle schoolers. I'd say, like, late high schooler.
I'd say late middle school.
I'd say late high schooler who has some latent talent, but not the experience.
Okay, we'll meet in the middle ground here. Okay,
we'll say freshman year.
No, eighth grader eighth grader on summer break. All right.
Yes, I'll take it because that's when they have the free time for it.
Yeah.
God, they watched a lot of Freddy the Wong other video game movies that have like come out, and like they're all bad.
I just want SpongeBob.
Like, there's the postal movie. Oh my god!
Wait, it's a postal movie?
It's a postal.
What?
Wouldn't that just be killing people?
Yeah.
Why postal?
Do you know what postal is? Uwu Boll made that movie. And if you know who Uwu Boll is, he's like a huge asshole of a filmmaker. And he'll make movies in Germany specifically to get the tax write off. So you know.
Oh damn.
That's dandy. Damn. But he's made a lot of video game movies. I'm trying to remember some of the ones he's made. He made the Hitman movies.
There's more than one Hitman movie?
Yes. There's like a couple.
I know there's like a bunch of Resident Evil movies. Were any of them at all good?
Those are all horrendous, but I know people who love them to death.
I think the problem with these game movies is that they try to stick to like the game's mechanics too much, and they don't, and like kind of like identity, when they should just use the character and like make a fucking movie out of it. Like that's all they need to do.
Some people would argue that it's the exact opposite problem, that the only thing that they have similar is the character, and then they change everything else in any story aspect that could be part of it gets lost in it.
I don't know. I don't think that's the problem. I just think they do it poorly, trying to fit everything in.
Yeah,
like,
you
could make a new villain for Sonic in the movie, strictly in the movie, and then work off that. You don't need to use the current villains. You can you know, build off it.
I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't really be Sonic if you didn't have Dr. Eggman, because he's the villain in every single game in some capacity.
Dude, yeah. I don't give a shit as long as it's good. If it's a different villain, it's
yeah,
good.
I mean, like,
I don't care.
There's no, like, explicit rules for, like, making something good. Like, oh, stick to the source material. Oh, go do whatever you want. It's like,
I mean,
it's just a matter of execution with whatever you end up doing, you know?
Yeah, I'm surprised Hitman was bad.
The reason that these game movies suck is that because the people who make them don't give a shit. That's why.
I guess, like, that makes more sense.
What happens is someone, like, who's making Sonic? Like, Paramount? Paramount just bought the rights to Sonic the Hedgehog and is like, that'll make a movie. We'll make a movie out of that, and you know, we'll gross a profit.
Yeah, we'll make one movie.
You know, yeah, and they know it's going to be a critical flop, but they're going to make it anyway because it'll like sell. And then if it doesn't sell, they can just write it off on their fucking taxes.
Yeah, it might not do like epic well with critics, but it'll do epic well with money.
Real talk, though, I just want an Iron Man game.
Yeah, I would be interested in something like a Captain America like kind of stealth game.
Dude, all the fucking Avengers could have like amazing fucking games if
but
like,
instead,
good
but
studio made them.
Instead, we get fucking Captain America the video game.
Isn't Square Enix supposed to be doing an Avengers game?
They're doing an Avengers game. I remember that. Their Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is going to be a Switch exclusive, I think. So Spider-Man's coming to Smash.
Game?
No, that's a Diablo dungeon crawler type thing.
Spider-Man
is now coming to Smash.
I want an Iron Man game like fucking Spider-Man.
I want Spider-Man on Smash. That'd be interesting.
That would
hey bro, mods
fit pretty well.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it. Like, I as funny as that would be, I feel like it's not. It would kind of break the video game theming.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He has a game.
But no, like, you know what I mean.
He's not a game character.
He is.
He's a character in a game.
He's a character in a game. Yeah.
No.
They haven't showed off a lot of the Avengers
game
either.
No, Brandon. No,
I'm too tired
to
argue.
let me clarify the profile picture Brandon has right now on Discord.
It's
right?
Fucking ice cream, you perverted motherfucker.
You know you made it your profile picture because it looks like something else. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
I know because
I'm not judging you.
The dog with jizz on his mouth.
No, it's ice cream. You're really perverted for saying that.
You're really perverted, bro. You're really perverted for taking my profile picture that I chose to put there of a dog with a white substance all around his mouth. You're perverted, bro.
It's ice cream. You're perverted.
Speaking of Adventure Time, though, I was just rewatching a bunch of episodes earlier today with some friends, and it's so good. I need to rewatch the whole series.
I need to watch it, but the problem is I don't know what season I left off on.
Do you want to just binge from the beginning together?
I don't know. I don't think. I mean, like, I usually just binge on my own time when I'm in bed.
Fair. But it's like, the episode's only like 12 minutes, so it's literally not that big of a time crunch.
How many fucking episodes are there?
There's like 20 a season, so it's like a normal amount of episodes per season, but half the runtime.
Eh, I'll think about it, because like I usually just fucking, I usually just watch shit on Netflix in bed.
Yeah, same. I think it might be on Hulu, though. I don't know if it's on, what is it?
I have Hulu, too. I don't know, I'm going to have Disney Plus as well. Fun.
Jesus.
And I have Verve for anime.
I'm not going to end up buying all these, like, streaming services. Like, I have Verve, Netflix already. That's, like, more than enough. Like,
I think I have Netflix, HBO, fucking Crunchyroll. I have
HBO is way too fucking expensive. Isn't it like $35 or something?
Is that $35
a month? I have the partial ad plan.
What the fuck is the premium? Isn't it like, it's crazy. I know it's crazy because I try to get on Prime to fucking, not Prime, Hulu to watch the Michael Jackson documentaries, and it was like, you'll be charged $15 if this doesn't go through, or some shit like that. It was crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it's one channel. Like
I have those three. I have, well, typically like you connect through like your actual TV service provider, I think, if you have that already. But I have that, not me, but, I have, that, those three, Spotify, fucking, what else? Cause I don't have more. Fuck
it's
me.
It's 15 for strictly HBO shows, which I think is ridiculous.
I have the DC one, like only for Young Justice. Cause I love that show and it's on hiatus for fucking until June, July. So I don't know why I'm still paying for it. God, I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah. Just cancel it and redo it. Or you could fuck just me. Take like the complete, like the complete 300 IQ move and just make new emails and get trials every month.
For the one night, I'm going to fucking binge the episodes and then fuck off for the rest.
Yeah, just that's like a 300 IQ move. Just fucking...
I keep seeing all this shit about Game of Thrones and I have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
Dude, I don't give a shit about Game of Thrones.
My friends are trying to get me to fucking watch it, but it's like I can't binge 8-7 seasons, so I'm thinking about just watching like a cram thing so I can at least like experience the episodes.
It's too slow. I watched a couple of episodes. It wasn't just one, but it was like it was too slow for me to want to keep watching.
I was intrigued, but it's like I can't cram like 7 seasons worth of shit before like episode by next week.
No, it's just
I really should have crammed ahead of time,
binge it
honestly.
When it's over.
I don't know. It's like I would have loved to be like a part of the hype like when episodes live tweet and shit, cuz who knows when something like that's going to come around again.
Well, apparently they've caught up to the books. So basically
it's all original content now.
Yeah, now it's original content, which if you watch a lot of anime, you know that's an issue.
I've heard some of the writing solid for the original content. Like, it's not all trash.
Okay.
That's not all trash.
I have no idea what the fuck those people are talking about, and nobody shuts up, so I'm just like, man, I bet this is real interesting. Shame I haven't watched it. I'm too broke.
Game of Thrones is like, let's just make medieval combat, but with sex. That's all I did.
It's D&D, but more intercourse.
The Game of Thrones game is going to have, like, fucking 15-minute sex cutscenes. Do you think they'd make that a game? I think it's likely.
There's a Telltale game of Game of Thrones.
Of course there is.
What's Telltale? Yeah. What's Telltale?
What's of course.
Telltale? Not in Business is what they are.
Ha-ha! I lined you up. You're welcome.
funny.
Dude, this shit... That's been happening with, like, people working in the game industry. It's fucking bananas.
Yeah, no, like, the crunch time shit. Like, that. It breaks my fucking heart, dude.
I mean, maybe if the CEOs weren't fucking assholes and gave these people time to actually make the games, our games wouldn't be so fucking bad either. I mean, like, I'm just saying.
They're trying to make games on, like, a movie schedule when it's, like, not that at all, and it's a very different process.
Yeah, and then on top of that, these fucking lazy publishers and shit, they don't want to, like, get new engines. So these people are working off, like, decade-old engines, and they're expected to make everything work right with, like, modern
That's usually when
the
stuff works, because you're not having to teach an old dog new tricks, you know, speaking.
I've heard devs complain about the engines they're given a lot. Like, in terms of, like,
and I've also
and
seen engines be an issue because they were given them, you know, like...
Damn,
Mass Effect
sword.
Didn't run on Frostbite, but when they switched over to Frostbite, that caused like a lot of issues. So they should have just polished their older engine and moved with that instead of moving to Frostbite.
I mean, they should have put Anthem on Frostbite.
Improving your engines as you go makes sense, but it's like sometimes like they just try and force them to a completely different one, just because it's like we spent so much money making this new one, fucking use it.
Well, the choice to switch to Frostbite for BioWare was, like, totally marketing. That was 100% marketing. Because Frostbite's known for, like, amazing graphics, gamer shit.
I thought you were going to say Battlefield. I'm like, no one knows Battlefield anymore.
What's a Battlefield?
I miss Battlefield 4 so much, so dude.
Hard. It fell off so fucking hard. They fucked that up. They fucking doomed themselves as soon as they put out, what was it called, Hardline? Mm-hmm. With the cops and Rob, they fucking doomed themselves as soon as they put that game out.
That game was like pretty good.
That's when it died.
I heard it was good, but it's like no one cared because like 5 was like media. No, not 5. 5 was forgettable. That was the one no one cared. Battlefield 1 was fine.
People like Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 4 is I can still go back to today though. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one people still play, but. Hardline was a real
I don't know,
real
4,
mess.
4, 3, and Bad Company all have, like, just a unique feel that, like, you know, the ones after don't have. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, I don't know what it could actually be, because, like, maybe kids growing up also feel the same way about, like, a 1, like, when they get older, like, oh, that was the best one, all the other ones suck, like,
somebody's
like
gonna
that.
Grow up and go, Battlefield 5 was just part of my childhood, man.
But like,
I mean, I highly doubt that. But
is that
somebody
just,
will?
Is that us just growing up and like being nostalgic, or is it like have the games genuinely just become more dull?
I don't know if they become worse. I think we're just like I think we are just biased. But like, I'm not saying they've gotten worse because I didn't fucking play them. It's just like I just don't care is the issue.
Let's check Metacritic to see if it matches our opinions.
That's a good idea, actually. I mean,
I've heard Battlefield 5 like had a lot of good like aspects gameplay wise. Like, but like, I just like even if it was good, I just couldn't be fucked to buy it.
No, I, really, that's like COD. It's like okay, yeah, maybe, but like Battlefield's always like no.
I was the same way with COD for like 3 years straight until like Black Ops 4 came out, and then I played it for like a few weeks, and then I fucked off again.
I don't even know if I'll buy the new COD. I mean, like they're just using a bunch of fucking like pro athletes again to promote that shit. Like,
I'm not getting
it's the
new
same
one.
Thing
like,
for every COD.
Shit.
It's always pro athletes and big actors going I game.
I just don't care about it if it's not made by Treyarch. Like, maybe if they make Modern Warfare 2 remastered, or like if the next one's another Modern Warfare game with the characters as the last one, I'll be interested.
They
other
fucked
that,
up
can't be
the
fucked.
COD 4 remaster so fucking bad. I have no idea. No one talks about the game anymore. No one even references it. And that game should have been legendary. But they fucked it up so bad by bundling it with Infinity War. If they didn't
Infinity
bundle
War!
It, yeah! That's what it's called.
You called it infinite. It's Infinite Warfare.
That's how forgettable it was.
That's how forgettable. Okay, I thought that I was like certain.
I seriously believed you when you said Infinity War. I was like, that's right.
We could have just all went with that.
Yeah, seriously.
But like, if we didn't, we would have been fucking shat out of the comments.
They bundled it with Infinite Warfare, right? And it's so dead that they shut down the servers on PC. And that game should have blew up on PC. COD 4 Remastered should have blew the fuck up on PC because that's where everyone played the original COD 4 for the most part. Like a bunch.
That's where they still play today.
Yeah, exactly. They should have like that should have blown up, but it died so quick they shut down the multiplayer servers.
What they're originally banking on was the bundle like helping boost sales of Infinite Warfare because of how pooey the like fucking critical reception was ahead of time.
Yeah. So
they should have done was fucking like shifted focus when they realized no one gave a fuck about this shiny new game. Go for the old game, incorporate all these little modded modes like Prop Hunt that they were only limited time events that were popular on PC, and fucking ran with that to try and keep community alive.
No, seriously, that game could have been legendary. 110%. I'm so disappointed they fucked it.
I feel bad, because apparently Infinite Warfare was actually decent story-wise. Like, it was...
Who plays COD for the campaign?
Me,
I
bitch!
COD
I didn't...
for the campaign.
Me,
oh
bitch!
My
I didn't
God,
have Xbox
no one plays COD for
I
the campaign.
I didn't have Xbox Live for months. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
I like the
game?
Black Ops story. That's
the Black Ops
really
story
fun
is
time.
Legendary,
yeah.
Dude.
Only
no one can tell me.
Only one with the Black Ops stories, but other than that, nope.
Black I like Ops, when they dude. Go to Vietnam and it plays the Vietnam War music, and you're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, and I didn't ask to be here.
I'm on a boat. There's fucking war prisoners below me.
What the
fucking Christ? The Modern Warfare games were like fun little homages and shit. Like I love those characters.
I mean, I like the Modern Warfare. Like I don't know, people shit on Modern Warfare 3, but I like that game.
Oh, I liked Modern Warfare 3 in hindsight, but it's like at the time, like it was like kind of the run to the litter because that
problem,
was like
the problem is I didn't play 2. up until
That explains
because
it.
Because I was like, I think I was in seventh grade and it just came out, and that's when I got my Xbox.
Yeah, same. I mean, like, I wasn't big on multiplayer on that game, like on Modern Warfare 2, but like, when I going back to it, like, it stacked up better than MW3, but looking back, they're a lot more on par than I think my fucking 11-year-old, 12-year-old.
I just want to unlock camos without paying for them again. That's all I want.
Mm, good segue. Even,
the thing is, though, like, the Black Ops, one tangent, though. The Black Ops 2, like, cosmetic things was when they first introduced microtransactions into COD. Those were actually a little bit tasteful still. Like, because they were very limited releases. They didn't drop them every other day.
All right, can I... I'm going to bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Transition.
I am so fucking disappointed that Gearbox threw fucking microtransactions in Borderlands 3 for cosmetics, because that's the main point of fucking playing the goddamn fucking game! It's fucking true, though. It's like okay, we're gonna have microtransactions, but it's only gonna be cosmetics. What else would you do? You buy a gun in a fucking co-op world with like single player and shit. Like, there's no online you could fuck up like that. Like oh my fucking god. It's like I like because initially I'm pretty sure they said no microtransactions. But then they put them in. And I was so on board with the fact that a game wouldn't have microtransactions. I was planning on pre-ordering it. But then they're like, cosmetic microtransactions. And it's just like, thanks, asshole. Okay, Diesel, you can go.
Okay, so this came out from an article from Game Informer. They said, despite Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford's comment about no microtransactions in Borderlands 3, during a live stream, in today's live stream, we've been told cosmetic items are still purchasable, which is basically the confirmation that there will be microtransactions in the game. Which, I mean, I guess that's
wait,
not like
what?
So this just came out that there are
no. There's another article that says Borderlands 3 no loot boxes or premium currency. Do you pay just real money?
Oh like, my god, this like, is like the duality of how articles are written, right?
Yeah, Borderlands 3 will not feature microtransactions, at least of a certain sort.
See, that's an article that's probably getting in. So this drama that's around this, right?
Allie Jones, you could have been more specific.
But right. She shouldn't be, because that wouldn't get as many clicks.
It's a he.
My fault.
Oof. How dare you?
I thought you said Allie Jones.
I
like,
did.
Ollie, like...
You mean Ollie?
Ollie...
How's it spelled?
Alaba.
Allie A.
How's it spelled?
A. Allie.
Allie, yeah.
So it's spelled like Allie?
Yes.
So A-L-I-A?
No. A-L-I.
Then why did you say Allie A with the A? Oh my god.
No,
because
no,
that's how it's
like
spelled.
That's how it's spelled. It's spelled
you could
like
just say A-L-I and it would have been 20,000% clear.
It'll give you reference to what he's talking about. Like, when you say a letter to someone over the phone and then you're like, M as in mailbox...
Have the worst call quality in existence.
But he added the A on the end, and I was asking for the spelling, so that could have been a part of the spell. Whatever. Whatever. Fucking matter.
Real talk
Real
talk for a second. It's 2019. We're basically still using walkie-talkies to communicate. All right. Like, what the fuck?
We ain't. We're on Discord. We're ahead of the pack, brother.
Yeah, but like everything.
FaceTime audio. FaceTime audio.
The worst thing to have like bad audio is your fucking phone, because if you make a call to like a company and you're like, can you please spell your email, you have to correct them like 4 fucking times because they can't understand you because it's all bad. Anyways, Borderlands 3 microtransactions, fuck you Gearbox, I was looking forward to it.
No, okay, so that Game Informer article I just read the title of, right? Randy Pitchford saw it, and Randy Pitchford is the CEO of Gearbox, peddler of wares such as Aliens Colonial Marines, which if you play that game, it's a... yep, accurate.
Heave!
Try heave.
Randy Pitchford
started ranting at Game Informer, saying, come on, guys, shitty clickbait headline. Literally seconds before I said that, I made it very clear we're going to do more cosmetic stuff like we did in Borderlands 2. You know what I was talking about. Premium currency and loot boxes kind of stuff not being in our game. Why the fuck would fuck me on this is beyond me. Thanks a lot. Right?
What'd they do for Borderlands 2?
So there's like, you can buy a bunch of alternate skins for your characters in Borderlands 2, but I'm almost certain it's like a loot box related mechanism to that.
But isn't it? But is it real money?
Yeah, it's real money. You spend real money to like buy things. So at least it's not getting transferred into funny bucks.
Borderlands 2 came out. I'm disappointed.
There definitely is. And isn't there like a crate in the middle of like the hub city that's like...
They have like loot box systems, but like I'm pretty sure it's free. Like you find keys and shit. Like it's a game mechanic. That's fine.
If it's implemented the way they say that it's going to be like where it's just more Borderlands 2 and you didn't really notice it last time, that it might... Hopefully it's not as big of a deal as it seems like right now.
I'm wondering, because Borderlands 2 is pretty fucking old. I'm wondering if they implemented it later in an update.
It is later. It came after release.
Yeah, because I played pretty close to release, so I haven't even experienced that. That makes me sad.
The only part where I see these cosmetics being an issue is when it comes to guns, because that's one of the points of these games, is like guns look cool, they look different, there's a lot of different guns.
They
want to
look cool without spending money.
They're quirky and different, they're not like other guns.
They're quirky and different, they're not like
see,
the other
what
guns.
What I miss with the grinding games is like the whole aspect of I'm grinding to look good, but like what's the point of fucking grinding if I can just buy it, you know?
Yeah, no, like, for real.
It's like you completely kill the joy, and like I'm honestly like fucking fed up with like all the microtransactions in games. Like it's just not fun anymore. This like they've gotten so bad, and it's like, do you people really this fucking money hungry? Like I get it, you want to make a bunch of fucking money, but like if you're gonna add all these fucking awful microtransactions, at least pay your fucking programmers and shit a little bit more. Like Jesus Christ, like fucking EA is worth like what, billions or something, like a lot, and they don't even pay their fucking coders and shit that much. Like it's
well the
awful.
Thing is like a lot of different studios don't get like overtime. A lot of the reason these microtransactions or like DLCs exist is really to just cover the cost of development, which is like, that's fine. I really don't mind that, and I totally get it. Like if you wanted to support the developers, go right ahead. But the issue is like when it becomes like extra working hours that you're not getting paid for, you know. I'm a very capitalistic man, but if you work overtime, you should get paid for, you know, working.
Said overtime.
Yeah, like that's just a given. I don't really see.
Yeah, no, these
if your boss ain't
gonna
agree
paid.
To give you extra, like just give you money for working overtime, don't work overtime. Like you clock out when you clock out.
The problem with that is though is like the whole herd like is most likely not gonna, you know, follow suit because they don't want to lose their fucking jobs. So then you have one guy who's standing up and it's like, okay, you're fired, and then they get a new person who's willing to do that. That's
sometimes no, though.
That's the
so
issue,
it's
yeah.
Like it's a gamble because like sometimes all it takes is the one person doing the one thing, and then enough people, like a sizable enough chunk, does it, and then they have to recruit a bunch of people who have no idea what they're doing. And that could, like, hit their bottom line because of rep and shit.
I mean, yeah, if the whole fucking studio did it, they'd have to, because there's no fucking way they're going to fire a whole studio and work and bring them into a game that's, like, mid-development and be like, fix it, you know? And it's like, if they did do that, which is super unlikely, they'd get shit on, like, beyond fucking belief. So it's like, you know, it's they can't win in that situation, but everyone has to, like, agree and stand up against it. There's no other way it would work.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
By the way, there's $154 worth of Borderlands 2 DLC.
Nice.
See, the thing is I don't mind like the map and content DLC, cuz it's like that's like at least I know what I'm paying for, right? And it's like I know going in, but with loot boxes you don't know what you're paying for. And then with skins, they charge these ridiculous prices that would add up so fucking quick for these skins. Like for example, Fortnite has $20 fucking skins. That's as much as like a $15 DLC. That's more for a fucking skin. And that's become the norm. People are putting these skins at higher and higher fucking prices. And it's just like, why am I paying the same amount for a fucking skin that I would for a fucking DLC, you know? Like that's awful. Like if it was like 10 cents you'd be like whatever, but like fuck.
on a semi-related note, I've been playing Final Fantasy Online: A Realm Reborn, right? And there's some really weird microtransactions in this. And by the way, this is like the best MMO you can play right now since they kind of like destroyed WoW. But like I needed an MMO to get back into, and this was like there's like a Twitch Prime thing with it, right? So I just hopped on and I get like a month free, right? But I'm pulling up their store right now. But the store has some of the weirdest things, and it is super expensive, right? Come on. Their online is also very like difficult to navigate, but
I mean, like I've been looking for a grinding game. I mean, like more of like a more of like a looter shooter type that's not just filled with microtransactions or just like, you know, bad.
Skyrim time.
I don't like Skyrim. I couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
When's the last time you played?
I usually try it like once a year to see if I get into it. So about like 6 to 8 months ago, most likely. I mean, I also tried Skyrim VR to see if it'd be any better. It was not. It was not. Oh, did you guys fucking see the new Index from Valve?
No, what's that?
It's a headset. So you know, like the Knuckle controllers I showed you guys a couple times.
Yeah.
So those are out, and they're also out with a brand new headset.
For real.
Yeah, and the whole bundle, it's pre-order. It comes out in June, whatever the fuck.
It's $1,000 for this.
It's $1,000 for the whole headset, the whole setup. It's $700 for the knuckles and the fucking headset. And then, that's it. I mean, like, in the VR headset market, that's not a bad price, especially compared to the Vive Pro, which is a steaming pile of shit compared to this, especially with the controller just being the same fucking thing. The only improvement being the screen. That's it. I've also been told by many people online that the screen door effect that they like were like, yeah, we reduced it. It's basically the same still. So like, eh. And with the Vive Pro, I mean, I'm just more interested in the knuckle controllers, honestly. That's what interests me the most. Because they're fucking, they strap to your hands.
Oh. Like,
they strap
to your
hands.
So, like, individual finger control?
Yeah, it does. So, like, it can sense when you pick up a finger, and you can see it in-game.
That's an
best tight.
So, like, that's why I was so hyped for the knuckle controllers. I don't really care about the headset much. It's just a headset. But, like, the knuckle controllers, that's
what I'm using. Can you use the knuckle controllers with other headsets?
I'm not sure. That's the problem. I mean, I'd assume so if there's, like, support for it in the game.
There's gotta be like some rigging you can do if you can't. Like,
I mean, there's Revive for the
you can make
for, like,
yeah you can
Vive.
Make your computer recognize a PSVR as an Oculus, and like you can probably make the controllers recognize or like make the game recognize the Vive as a fucking Index or whatever.
Says the Valve Index controllers require Vive Pro or Valve Index.
Yeah,
headset.
You can use it
a Vive Pro then,
but they're fucking $300. Why are they almost as much as the fucking headset? I hate the headset pricing when it's individual. It's fucking ridiculous.
You're paying such a premium for VR right now. It's fucking crazy.
I know. I know. Because there's such a small user base. So they're like, fuck it. Just charge a bunch.
Once
it becomes mainstream, it'll be fucking cheaper. But like, yeah, Jesus Christ. I mean, like, that's... You can build a really good rig for a grand. Like, you can build a pretty good fucking PC for a grand. You know? Like, fuck. I don't know. I don't know. The fucking knuckle controllers is all I'm interested in, but they're fucking $300. So, like, I could buy 5 Xbox controllers. Actually,
I can buy 5 Xbox. What are you going to do with that many?
I don't know. It's just the principle. I can buy 6 Xbox controllers.
So... Speaking of Final Fantasy microtransactions, right? And I actually don't know if this is like a real thing or if it's like for just in game for no reason, right? But on the Final Fantasy Online store, right, there is a thing called Eternal Bonding. You can get married in game, which like you've seen in like other MMOs before. Not happening, but.
No.
But, like,
fuck you.
This one, right, it gives you, like, a full-on, like, you'll get a... It's a whole ceremony. You pay for a marriage ceremony.
Wow.
And it's really strange, right?
This is literally, like, the one Sword Art Online arc where the husband kills his wife because she wouldn't keep making him sandwiches.
What the happen? Fuck?
Essentially, yes.
People are fucking crazy.
Like... I might be confusing it with the Sword Art Online Abridged series, which is very good, unironically. Check it out.
I think that's Abridged, because there's no way...
It's also the Abridged, but it's like fucking... like something similar happened in the actual anime as well.
Well,
where it's like
Asuna make sandwiches for Kirito when they moved out into a live
that's
cabin?
No, I'm talking about Grimlock and the fucking...
Who the fuck is Grimlock?
You know the ones like episodes, you know episode 6 and 7? You know episode 6 and 7 where it's like the fucking one dude dies in an area where you're not supposed to be able to die?
Yeah.
So essentially the whole crux of that was like these two people from a guild were trying to figure out who killed their one guildmate, and it was that person's husband. And apparently the husband killed his wife because she was like going out and adventuring. Something about her had changed, quote unquote.
Okay. Okay. Well, that anime is still ass anyway, but...
It's getting better. Like, not by much, but like,
you know
it'll
how
take
long
some
it's taking to get better?
It gets better every season, but not by much.
I stopped watching...
It's a guilty pleasure, I won't lie. Like, it's a guilty pleasure.
With, Asuna being tentacle fondled. We don't talk about that. I put up with the tentacle fondling, and
the rest of it's
sister.
A guilty pleasure. That's just uncomfortable.
Anime's weird.
Anime is weird, yes.
It doesn't matter how normal the anime is, you're still going to get someone who gets turned on by some weird shit. Like in Hunter x Hunter, someone's turned on by just fucking fighting people that are powerful. Like, that's fucking weird. And
Jesus.
Like,
in Konosuba, there's a character who is turned on by getting the shit kicked out of her.
I mean,
that's a pretty normal fetish.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's normal.
But she also likes it when, like, people insult her, and she'll, like...
That's also normal.
Enjoy, but not in public.
A normal fetish. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, guys. Excuse me, you fucking degenerates.
Not normal, but, like...
Hey, say that
more
to my face,
decently
Diesel.
Common.
My yeah. ice cream-filled yeah. face, say it.
Yeah, Jake. The
How are you gonna say that to this dog, huh?
I've seen so much weird shit in anime, I don't even think I can be, like, phased anymore. Honestly, after I watched a show about, like, a guy who wanted to hook up with his elder sister, who is also his teacher, but then also falls in love with his younger sister.
I don't like this. you watched that whole thing through. I
didn't. I got to, like, episode 11, and
Diesel
I was like,
watches
I don't
the weirdest animes, dude.
I'm too scared to, like, start Domestic Girlfriend. Like, I don't want to fucking...
It's good. It's a good show. Like, it's full of drama and, like, spicy drama. Like,
but it's about sister fucking.
No,
they're stepsisters, so it's not, like, incest. What was it? I think it was Gigguk who said, like, no chromo.
Quite, I guarantee
no
crumbling, you have nutted to a stepsister video on Pornhub.
Definitely have not. Did you forget the part where I didn't have a penis?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That's always
also,
such a
also,
cop out.
Also, Pornhub is the is not my first choice of website.
Oh my god.
It's Hentai Haven.
No, that got shut down.
It's back, I think. I don't know.
I know it's back, but it's like, didn't never rely on it. My sources must remain secret, otherwise everybody will use them.
My first place to go is Reddit.
It's not a bad show.
Okay,
so many subreddits. So many subreddits.
There's subreddits for specific things, like what you want.
They all, like, left after Tumblr shut down.
Like, they all migrated to
shut
Reddit.
Shut down all the, like, not-safe-for-work blogs.
Yeah,
like, the all those Tumblr goons migrated to fucking Reddit.
I still can't believe they fucking... They did that. Like, it's ridiculous.
I can't believe it's still like that.
Yeah, after they dropped, like... I don't even know what the big deal was. Like, what the fuck?
They were banned off the Apple Store.
Yeah, they were banned off Store, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There was a lot of drama around it, and very serious legal issues.
Yeah, no, FBI was, like, investigating or something.
Yeah, the FBI was like, looks like there's child diddlers on here.
Oh,
and then all the
yeah,
child diddlers
yeah.
showed up on Twitter, and then Jack's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they went to Discord, and Discord's like, FBI, we don't know anything. And then you look...
FBI, we don't know anything, followed by an ooh-woo.
Yeah. Ooh-woo, we made an oopsie-doopsie, we couldn't find any pedophiles, you know? Oopsie!
Did you see they tweeted out that people should stop bullying their friend Sonic?
What?
Okay, everyone bully Discord, pitchfork
Wait,
up.
What?
Let me find it. I'll find it for you. Hold on.
Furry sign with furry.
Bastard.
Jamie, pull up that tweet of Discord.
Okay,
defending
I'm doing
Sonic.
It now.
That's what Jamie sounds like. Yeah.
I feel like we mentioned it, but like, how many emails have you guys gotten about people asking to be interns in the podcast?
There's one guy on my Twitch chat who will not shut the fuck up.
He's gonna watch this.
Probably. I mean, I don't know his name. I'll recognize it if I see it, but I don't know it by heart. But every fucking stream, he's just like, "Let me intern Loudmouse," and I'm like, "No, we don't need a fucking intern. You're not interning."
We don't even have a fucking office. What the hell are these people?
I've gotten like just sit and fucking call and listen to us record the podcast.
That'd be so fucking uncomfortable. No,
I've gotten multiple emails from, like, separate individuals, like, just asking, hey, I'll be your intern. I'm like, that's sweet, but no.
Yeah, like imagine we're just sitting there and there's just a fourth fucking
you,
person.
You really
there.
Wouldn't be getting any experience, like, because you'd have no idea what we're talking about most of the time. Because we don't know what we're talking about.
We'd just be like, Google this. You'd be like, okay. And then you'd Google it when we talk about it.
That's like nothing. Like, we don't have any business papers for you to file or do. And also, like, a 16-year-old can't file most of those papers anyway. So, no, you can't.
Yeah, all right. Since we're nearing the end of the episode, I figured it's important that I say Jaden Smith will be playing a young version of Kanye West in his executive produced show. I forgot what the name of it was.
Oh, that's how wow, good that's gonna great. Be. That's a
Omniverse. That's what it's called.
I'm just looking forward for Will Smith versus Will Smith.
Hold on. I almost forgot to bring this up. Riff what? Raff is in the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yes, yes, yes. Where did you find this out? Like, I didn't hear about this.
He said it on his Instagram.
Oh, well, if Riff Raff's the source, how good of a source is it?
Yeah, but then, like, other people started reporting on it. Like, if you look up Riff Raff, that's all the articles that, like, they're
when
all about
did journalists
him.
Do research?
What are the, let me, are the sources, what are the sources? News, Riff Raff, Alternative Press, blog, all, a bunch of fucking things I haven't heard of. Yeah, nah, I don't know.
But yes, this Riff Raff is definitely in the movie.
I heard Sonic's in the new Sonic movie.
Who the fuck is Sonic?
I don't know, it's just a hunch. The source, the fuck is Sonic? The source could be faulty.
Guys, this is just a rumor, but you know Brockhampton, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, like, unrelated, but, like, take this at face value. Like, it's just a rumor, but I heard that, like, the lead guy, Kevin Abstract, is gay.
Okay.
Go see yourself out of this room.
Okay, bye-bye.
He muted. He's probably just talking to himself.
He probably is.
Unmute. Thank you. Okay, Diesel, outro, please.
All right, this has been the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube with such low energy, but also the only podcast, period.
Yeah, you have no return!
You have no other choice.
You don't have any other choice.
I whip.
You can also follow us on other social media so we can harass you other ways over on Twitter at loudmouse_. And also make sure to follow / subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify now, SoundCloud, and here as well. So, you know, make sure to do all that, become a super fan, and, you know, get the fuck out. The podcast
is Apple Podcasts where you plug in your headphones to an Apple?